With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hello.
You want some Cardinals coverage to go?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a quick episode. Or we can talk about my gambling addiction. I've just been...
Shout out to Kyle Reese for posting all the winter warm-up.
That was nice. Then he got called into work.
Yeah.
Like a cuck.
Fucking work. Granted, what he does, it kind of makes sense. Why he was probably called in.
Yeah, he basically like takes care of an entire township's like utilities.
Yeah.
So, man, they should get more people to help him.
It's good jobs out there, folks.
Good jobs is what we say. What'd you learn from it?
Honestly, mainly that there's just a lot more doubt about Tommy Edman.
He was really upset by the arbitration process, and that's terrible. But the big news that's coming out is that he is a spring training hopeful, I guess, or early season hopeful, as they say his wrist isn't quite up to like facing live pitching yet. And that I'm not sure if this step back, but it feels like, as he said, he would have like a slow recovery process.
I wonder if they could get like undead pitching, like Josh Hancock.
Oh, that'd be great.
He can start throwing some nasty stuff from the ethereal realm.
It'd be like he's throwing that fireball whiskey is what he's doing.
Oh god,
I think we can only pick on him. I mean, Daryl Kyle's death's just tragic.
Yeah,
and he didn't like kill anyone else when he did it.
Yeah, or almost. Or
we can never do Oscar Tavares. We'll just leave that one be.
I mean, I did it that one.
He did. Like, don't do that.
Hey.
I think Josh Hancock's the only one we can rag on for it.
Yeah.
Mainly because what he did to our brothers in tow 4-1-1.
I mean, hey, Tony La Russa was a pitcher in his heyday. So.
Yeah, Tony La Russa's still a drunk.
Yeah, but he's just not dead yet.
On the verge of death.
Just your everyday drunk driver, you know?
Just your everyday one. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I pulled. I read Ben Fredrickson's article on good old Donnie Batts. It's great. Real good article. Donnie has become a clubhouse voice. He's emerging as a leader. And what Ben Fred thinks is a big reason why they didn't move him. It's because he's got that leadership quality.
Yeah, I mean, my love for Brandon Donovan is well established on this podcast.
Very hard dick for him.
However, you know, I'm never opposed to selling high either. Do we think his ceiling is much higher than his rookie year? You know, I don't know. I mean, if you get that most years, you're in and you're out. You know, you're probably wearing a red jacket by the end of your career.
The thing he brought up that we had talked about when it came to Donnie is how Donnie wanted to play through the pain. And basically they permitted him to be a DH until there was no shot at a miraculous like comeback in the standings.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, dude, you're gonna get that surgery and you're just gonna rest for a bit.
Hey. I mean, this is a practical move.
Have you seen the rumor? I have yet to find anyone to confirm it. That's just like not blog assholes like us. But it's like a photo of a Cardinals door that was kicked open.
Yeah.
Like, who did that? Like, Wilson Contreras.
And then they're saying something about Jack Flaherty's head.
It was either him. That's from Redbird Riot, who is a fucking racist. But, like, they brought up, it was like, from what I'm hearing, it's, you know, it was either the door or Jack Flaherty's skull. I'm like, I if there's a photo of that door, I don't know how like none of the reporters would have caught that. If there's a photo of that door circulating.
Oh,
But
yeah.
I've yet to see that one confirmed. They're just like posting about like, guess who did this? Saw Quinn post about it. I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, Wilson or Fred Bird? And they're like, and I'm like, I still, my money's still on Fred Bird.
It was I, Jim the Cat Hayes, host of regional cable journalism, Bally Sports Midwest.
Hey guys, it's me, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, here sitting down with Lance Lynn. What do you think about it, Lance? You're a fucking shithead, Jim. I'm gonna throw you through a wall and drink beer over you. You're not a cat, you're a pussy. That's what you are. Hey, I always love having Lance Lynn come in and get on the hot seat with me. We like to josh around out here. Like, speaking of joshing around, get a bottle of Josh.
My hunger for eternal iron does not persist. He ate it out of the door.
He ate it out of the door.
Yeah, the guy.
There's a wine named after you, man. How did we never catch that for all the
I
time you've
mean,
been
I
out here?
knew about the wine. I used to get it
Oh,
for my sister every year for Christmas as like a
really? She's like, I
joke.
got you some.
Yeah.
She was like, I fucking hate
Yeah.
you.
I was like, drink me, bitch.
Drink me.
My body's your communion. Drink
I
for me.
did not get the chop at Fruit Loops. My body is your communion. Jordan Walker's fucking huge. So
Like Jack Reacher big.
yeah, he's still like 6'6". It's just he apparently has put on about 40 pounds of bulk. Now, whether that's fat or muscle, I don't know, but he has been staying down in Florida working out throughout the
I
winter.
think it's neither. I think he's been taking lots of calcium and he's actually just gotten bigger bones.
Yeah. These bones are cutting
Yeah. He
me.
is quite
He's
literally
still the
fake
same
bone.
body. It's just that the makeup of his body is more bone, is what it
Yeah,
is.
there it's like every bone is just like
And it hurts. Like
25% of every
it's
bone's
all my
earthy.
bones. My bones hurt so bad. I expanded them in the off season with a new bone growing regimen. All my bones. I don't think I'm gonna be able to play on opening day. Oh, I can't even swing a goddamn bat. My bones are grinding against each other. Fuck! Gilbert Gottfried Walker. Jordan Walkfried. Oh, my fucking bones! Look at my toes. It's the only place it really grew. And my fingers, my digits. Oh, my bones are so massive.
He
Oh,
just has to wear one. You know, you've seen that picture of like that comically sized baseball mitt that's like, you
yeah,
know.
and all the bone just went to his hand. He's
Yeah.
like, oh God, oh my fucking paddle I got for a hand. Oh, I should play cricket. My fucking bone hand is so big. Be good.
Yeah. Big bone.
Yeah, I didn't learn too much. Bill DeWitt, what was the second or no, the third, talked about every
He's
team's
a
entitled to
fucking
a,
cunt.
yeah, I mean, we all want him to die, but he talked about every team's entitled to a bad year. Sure, whatever. He got flamed a little bit. I saw him on Twitter for that. I guess every team technically is entitled to one. I mean, in the grand historical schemes of it, if you like were to. If you were to be like an outside force, just looking at it and putting fandom aside, you would say that Cardinals fans have been spoiled and they've had a great run. They haven't had to go through any significant period of malaise or regression. Katie Wu confirmed that one of the things that DeWitt's brought up is that ticket prices are looking great because on the road to 3 million, as we like to bring up, 78% of those come from seasonal sales or preseason sales, and they seem to be on track for that. They're not going to lose money from their RSN this year, which is great. So, like, as a if, as a neutral force, overlooking it, you'd be like, well, I mean, you're still getting paid, you're still drawing fans, you still have this amount of success. You had an MVP 2 years ago. You won 5 Gold Gloves as a team 1 year. You have Nolan Arenado. You've seen 2 World Series in the last 30 years. You know, they might say that's been a pretty good run.
Yeah, like I know most. I mean, I'll be real. Any boycott never really works.
Yeah.
It never works. Bud Light, it didn't work. The company, it's Anheuser-Busch. They're not going out of business. They're not. They're really not losing money. You know, over whatever. But it's these fucking fans are so goddamn stupid because they'll keep turning out to games even if it's a 78 win season.
Yeah.
They'll keep fucking showing up. Every Cubs Card series will be huge, even though the Cards Cubs rivalry is effectively dead.
To
Like,
be
no one
fair,
gives a fuck about the Cards and Cubs.
and full disclosure, folks, we're part of that group. We went to like,
I went to like two games last year and I
four or
didn't pay for
five.
any of them.
I think we were like, yeah, I mean, season ticket guys. I mean, that's where we make all that big goddamn money. Some business asshole buying up a whole section.
Yeah, that's also why you get there, and it's like there's 39,000 fans tonight. It's a Tuesday, and you're like,
It's half
there ain't
full.
no fucking way there's 39,000.
39,000 paid admission, but
Yeah.
yeah.
I
There's
don't
like
know.
a pricing game or pricing problem wrong with baseball. And like I haven't found the exact amount. I found it for for Milwaukee, but my dad went to, I think, Game 6 or Game 7 of 82. And I've been trying to find in the Post-Dispatch the average ticket price for playoff games. Found the LCS ones, and I'm looking for the World Series ones because, like, and I think this has definitely transitioned into regular season, but it's definitely very prevalent in like postseason games of any sport, really, but especially baseball, is that like lower working class and just, or sorry, lower middle class and lower working class people just can't like go to those games. And the same, I would say, applies to regular season. I mean, can you imagine how much it costs? How much do you say it costs for like a family of four, you know, take their kids to a game?
All right, family of four sitting in reasonable, let's say bleacher seats, maybe paying $40 a pop.
Yeah.
Um,
Even
but
nosebleeds, we'll say they pay 20. We'll say they have $80 on tickets already.
and if they park in your super secret parking space, free parking.
Yeah, no one's gonna touch those kids.
Yeah.
Oh wait, it is next to a Catholic church.
Well, it's a Hungarian
Ooh.
Catholic church, so
Yeah.
yeah.
Even if they played as cheap as me, so like no
Well,
parking.
it'll just have like Sebastian Gorka, like child molester.
Hello, it's I, Sebastian Gorka. I must regret to inform you that Herr President Sturmfuhrer Donald John Trump requires that I take some of your children's bussy to him. Oh, it is I, Fist Ashton Gorka. That guy sucks.
Yeah,
He's
no,
dead.
but okay, we'll say $30 parking,
Yeah.
family of four. Okay.
110 already.
Yeah. Plus
Beer for the
any.
mom, beer for the dad. There's like $30 there. And then sodas and a fucking 2 meals for the
Hot
kids.
dogs, frozen lemonades,
They
all
were
that.
looking at like a fucking $200 trip.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, like, that's kind of, I mean, there's a lot of families, like, especially in the Boot Heel, that like going to St. Louis for like a Cardinals game, like that is their summer vacation.
Sure,
Like they
but I
go.
wouldn't say those are like poor people or, you know, lower work, you know, like think of like,
I mean, going to St. Louis for an afternoon and that, like, to
yeah.
me, that doesn't seem like a vacation if it's for a day. Like, if
It's
that's like
something
their
that,
big summer thing.
yeah, like when you think about like, you know, like people live around the St. Louis area. I mean, us, we can kind of fit into it because but I mean, we can afford to just like kind of, yeah, we'll fucking go up to St. Louis for a day and come back.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it every week.
I mean, we're talking about like a game that like people would just walk to and fro from, and pay like a fucking quarter and a nickel or whatever to go up and watch a game. And it's become this ordeal where, like, you know, it's not so much like, yeah, let's get the kids together and go watch a game, you know, or, you know, let's get some bros together for it. It's like become like, yeah, it becomes sort of like a vacation. It becomes like such a splurge now.
Yeah, well, and the thing is like, okay, the DeWitts have all this fucking real estate around the ballpark. They have all, they have all this total control. Yet, I mean, the metro is one form of transportation there, but it's not
Oh
great.
yeah, the public transportation, I forgot.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, you don't have a ton of options other than using the parking garages, which I don't know. I have never looked this up, but I would imagine that the DeWitts have some sort of vested stake in at least some, if not most, of those around the
No, a
city.
lot of them, and even if they're not like with the DeWitts, a lot of them charge parking on game day because they make money on it.
Yeah.
Like one of the little hotel parking lots down near Enterprise on Blues Games charges like $20 for it, which I just park at a friend's in Uber at that point. But regardless, I mean, there's not good public transpo, especially to Busch Stadium. I mean, yeah, bringing up the Metrolink is spot on with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's, I mean, it is the one track on, was at the third base left field side of
Yeah.
the ballpark. Like, I mean, you
Where
try,
is it?
I've ridden that after a game, and it's a fucking nightmare because it's like a Japanese bullet train. Actually, not a bullet train. You're just a commuter train. Like, you are literally crammed together.
Oh.
We're all fucking sweaty. We're gross. There's, for some reason, only like one running.
Way safer than the New York subway, I think. Yeah, no, they only have the metro off of like South 8th Street. Yeah. Damn.
So, I mean, that's shitty. So, you're, and plus the metro in St. Louis. So, I mean, I don't know of a lot of people that live in St. Louis that actually use that
I
as a.
used to when in my early 20s, because I would take my dad to games. And so we would park at
At
a
the metro.
metro station and get on it and get buy a two-way pass. Go down there, boom, watch a game, come back.
I mean, I've done that before too, but I
It's
mean.
cool, but like at the same time, it's like I guess with like any like kind of public transportation like that, it's like perceived as you're gonna get raped on this train, or it's scary, or what about your car? Or wouldn't you want, or even if we put aside like fear tactics, like wouldn't you want the convenience of getting in your car and screaming at people as you try and just turn out of a parking lot that you paid $20 to sit
Yeah.
at. Americans are lazy.
So that's why you park in a rape field. I got it.
So I first off, no rapes go down there.
There was a soiled mattress that was in the middle of the road last time
Yeah,
we were
that's not
there.
a rape. Not rapish.
I guess it, I guess there's just like Viggo Mortensen hiding out in a bunker underneath it, like in the
I mean,
movie
would a
The Road.
rapist, first off, would a rapist have the kindness to bring forth a mattress?
If he's a regular rapist, I
This sounds
wouldn't put it
like
past
no.
him.
This sounds like consensual. We're like, we're gonna meet in the St. Mary Fisheries Church, in the Hungarian Church near what the homeless encampment, which they probably broke up. And we're gonna have sex there on a mat where people could see us from the ice from the 40 from the eastbound 40 exit.
Yeah.
I wonder if they still got homeless underneath the bridge there. So when I went to
I
the
think
Blues
last time
game,
we were there,
when I
it
went to the
was.
Blues game in December, we walked by City Hall and they had a huge homeless encampment there. And I meant to tweet about it, see if I can make people from St. Louis mad. Be like, yeah, you guys should really do something about all these homeless people. No, not send the cops in after them. I'm like, you should do something like difficult, like put them in homes, put them in shelters.
Yeah.
Like, there was so many, Josh. It was kind of a little, I think an activist group. I was talking to a musician when I was last up in St. Louis. I think he said like an advocacy group had like
Is it the dude
staked
that?
them out there from, I think it was Mowgli, I think,
Okay, yeah.
had staked them out
The
there as
bassist, Zachary
the
Mowgli.
basis, as they'll be like, oh yeah, people get to see all this ugliness. And then they have to like suddenly decide, or have to make like the decision with themselves of like, oh yeah, what are we going to do about this? And like most people are like, oh yeah, we'll just ignore them. Like, which, we all do whenever we're asked for change and all that. But like, I would like for like shelter and like any of these like dilapidated housings to just be like brought up to code and for these people. But
I actually had a encounter. I don't think he's homeless, but he's like a panhandler
yeah,
downtown.
Every time I think of panhandler, I just think of a guy playing a banjo. They're like, bam, can I have
and apologies if that term's pejorative. I don't know if that's like a problematic term, but
no, it ain't like Cretan. It ain't.
it's just a dude who's going around and, you know, tells you some sob story, and then, you know, and he's come up to me multiple times, and I had never given him money because I never have cash on me. But last time I was on my way out to my car, and I'm like, I have some change here, so I gave him some change.
Yeah.
And then this time, like a couple days ago or like last week, he approaches me, and, you know, I'm walking. He like ignores like the group of people that are walking, and then immediately comes to me, and I'm like, all right, fuck you. And then he comes up, he's like, hey man. And I was just like, dude, I gave you money last time, like not today. And he was like, oh, well, I didn't, you know, and he just does like the whole, oh, I wasn't gonna ask you anything.
Why you brought it up?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I was just wanting to make sure you, yeah, okay.
You know, like, I've been, like, wondering what, like, because, like, we all get awash with, like, some form of annoyance with it, right? And, like, I think for me now, after, you know, for making it somehow through this life, I keep, like, I think, like, I found, like, my source of, remember old 89 Cent Leonard? You know,
yeah,
I used to like get really mad about it, and now I'm like, just don't fucking like surprise me at my car. Like, you come up, I'll say yes or no. It doesn't bug me anymore. But now I like kind of feel like my annoyance with it is like this just feels like so undignified for another human being. Whether they like, I don't know. You always hear like that shit where people are like, no, yeah, they live in fucking $120,000 homes. They just do this shit. Like, okay, I don't think all of them do. I've been under the overpass near a fucking Hungarian Catholic church, guys. Like, I don't think they're acting out there.
I mean, I always depends on the person asking. Like, my guy, he's always dressed fine. He doesn't looks like he's bathed recently. Like, I mean, I'm sure he's got shelter somewhere.
Right.
And like, I mean, I'm not gonna cuss the guy out. I mean, actually, here's a funny story. Yeah.
You should. That'd be funny.
My
but
mom used to date this guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was like a really just kind of milquetoast gentleman. He, you know, like the most intriguing conversation me and this fuck ever had was talking about the difference between hard drives and solid state drives, because he was like a computer
SSD.
Nerd.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And yeah, that was the most riveting. So he's, you know, He was telling me the story when he was down visiting years ago. Mind you, this is not my mom's current, you know, fella. Thank God, fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, I was in the city, and you know, this guy came up to me and he asked me for money, and I just came unglued, and I was just like, do I look like the fucking Bank of America, motherfucker? And like, he literally just did that out of nowhere,
man. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Out of nowhere. He's talking like this, and then goes straight into screaming the line. I was like, he could have just said like, do I look like the Bank of America, motherfucker?
Yeah, you have to just, you know, like, teach him social keys.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you're a psycho.
Yeah, no, that
you have,
don't
you
do that shit. Don't do that shit to people. Like, it's, I mean, anytime someone asks you for money, don't do that shit. And if you're the person that does do that, ignore me, do that shit. And do that shit to someone who asks you for money while they're holding a gun. Like, it will work 100%. Like, I just, like, I don't know. I think the older I get, the more I just kind of be like, this is, like, just, like, it's just so devoid of, like, dignity for these poor people.
No.
Like, to where I was like, I'm like, I don't. Like, I just don't get why we can't just do anything. I mean, we know why. It costs money. And I think we bitched about something similar on this like fucking 5 episodes ago about how like this country just cannot do the hard thing. Oh, you mean you have a better system, but it's going to cost us a lot of money? Oh, fuck that. Yeah. Our money's backed by gold. Oh, yeah, I think we were bitching about
I'm more of a silver man myself.
I'm more of a silver and gold in limited supply. That's why you cannot have health care.
I mean, what are all the dwarves doing in the mines? Can't they just get more gold for us?
Yeah, why can't we get. Wait,
Yeah.
what kind of dwarves are we talking about here?
Dark dwarves.
What kind of dwarves are we talking about? The Draugr.
Oh.
Yeah, you killed some Draugr today. You're
Yeah,
doing your
killed
good
them.
guy run on BG3.
I am. I'm the
That was
goodest
awesome.
of guys.
You have to go into work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I can't stay up late.
Josh's boss is a real one, though. 10
She
out of 10
is.
boss, man. Really empathetic.
Stephanie's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
That'd be like a cool thing to be like, if they were doing like good boss awards, be like, Stephanie like got all this shit done and did all this and achieved all this, and like it snowed and she just told everyone to stay home to get paid. Josh had his ass surgery and was like, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, just go and get worked on. Because like you still got like paid time off for all that, right?
Yeah,
You,
like
I know you had to like work extra. She was like, hey, come in and, you know, work like a boat or work a Saturday and all this and all
yeah, which
that.
I was gonna have to do either way, so that just got
And
me out of the
maybe she
hole.
probably like knew that too.
And there was a lot of situations where it was like, oh, hey, you have a doctor's appointment this afternoon in St. Louis. Okay. Well, she paid me like I was there 8 hours. Like, just, you know,
Yeah, just super
it was just
cool.
like, hey, you came in the morning, like I'm not gonna dock you 4 hours or you know, make you use 4 hours of PTO. Like you're gonna need that time off
Honest to
for.
God, if you like had no plans on moving to St. Louis, would you be like, yeah, I'll fucking work for Stephanie till,
Yeah,
or better yet, I'd be
I would
like,
work.
I need to have like a super offer in order to leave this.
I would work for her until she retired and try and take her job.
Hell
Like,
yeah,
you
dude.
know, be the
Absolutely.
next heir.
Hell
But,
yeah, dude. The air. Stephanie, I want you to groom me.
yeah.
Groom me to be
Groom me.
the next year.
Hey, I'm just glad for a guy that looks like me, I'm not the one grooming. I am being groomed. That's all I can say.
No, it's smart you don't put your photos anywhere on Twitter like I do.
Yeah. Although like I'm generally like I feel like between the two of us, like I definitely have like more of the overweight card, but also like I'm pretty smiley, so I feel like I'm
You're jolly.
Yeah, I'm
That's the
a.
term. That's the term for happy overweight people,
Yeah.
the jolly,
I'm
where it
a.
feels like. It doesn't feel insulting, but you know what someone fucking means by it. Oh, like Santa Claus. Yeah, you know.
Listen, I'm not overweight. I'm husky.
Yeah,
I'm a
he's a husky
husky,
boy.
jolly gentleman.
Josh could kick your ass, okay? That's the
But
truth.
yeah, like you've got the just like the. Most of your pictures like either it's like a very like dumb look or like because you're
I
doing a
post
bit
so many photos of me just doing stupid shit.
yeah I
You
mean
know,
like taking a shit
literally taking a dump, be like, oh, if I could check out Cardinal One Tower, took a
and
shit here at Build-A-Witch Mansion.
then you don't have like
At
goofy
the,
smiles where I as
yeah, no,
the guy
I'm here at the DeWitt Tenements blowing my O-ring out.
Jesus Christ but yeah I've
That doesn't seem like the actions of a pedophile, though, but Twitter sure has voted on that.
Although,
Shave my head.
you know, there's not a lot of jolly pedophiles, at least where it's sincere. That's all I'm trying to get at. I mean, they might be jolly while they're doing it, but in like their day to day, they're not jolly.
This man's been brought forth on 18 counts. And they I'm like, whoa, God, what's this monster look like? And you bring him in literally in a Santa suit and be like, oh, that's a jolly
I
pedophile.
just go up to the judge and I like put like one of those like Patch Adams clown noses on him and go ah, and they're like he's not touching
He's
kids.
not touching kids.
Yeah.
But it says he was here on Epstein's Island. I'm like, nah.
he was the entertainment.
It's the entertainment. We have text message collaborations between him and Jeffrey Epstein. But fabrications. Look at him. He's so jolly. He could do a flip. You do a flip. He can do a flip. Whoa!
Middle of the corridor is like, you know, case
They're
dismissed.
screaming.
The state drops her charges.
I'm
Like,
throwing his case out, and he literally goes to a window and throws it.
I
Oh,
don't know why, but somewhere in that thought, it just got me thinking of that Baldur's Gate Danny DeVito video
oh,
that you sent
yeah,
me, and
that's
it's just like,
Always Sunny in Baldur's Gate.
suicide's
Man,
badass.
suicide is badass. Oh, my God. Danny DeCheeto.
Danny
Danny
DeCheeto.
DeCheeto. What else happened here? Well, you've. What else?
Blake Snell is his camp is asking for a lot of fucking money, which is why
I know the Yankees
the Yankees
submitted an
pivoted.
offer while he was golfing and drinking mimosas or whatever. Let me see. I haven't seen that report.
I want to say they say he's asking for like eight two
Blue
seventy
Jays
five.
reportedly monitoring.
He's asking for over a 30 mil
He's
AAV.
wanting a 30 mil. He's wanting a 30 burger. It's kind of, man, it's kind of hard because, like, everyone shits on Scott Boras. Scott Boras is is an agent of labor because, I mean, super contracts are good. So, I mean, he's the best at going to bat for his guys, even if we're like, come on, Scott. Like, you can't be making that argument for Tyler O'Neill. But, like, I mean, if you're negotiating on Snell's behalf, I mean, you'd be like, he's won two Cy Youngs in each league. And they'll be like, but he walks a lot of guys. I'm like, yeah, but when you get a real good year out of him, got a pretty good chance to win Cy Young, right?
Yeah, I mean, my thing with him is like, obviously, I look at it from a Cardinals fan. I would love for him to be a fucking Cardinal.
That'd been
I would
great.
love for him to be on this team. I would be so fucking excited about our starting rotation if he was in that. However, I'm like, okay, I just think of Boris and I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're doing right by your client, but there is a at a certain point there is a diminishing returns of holding out too long. I mean,
Mets and Blue Jays tied to him now, or that's what the MLB rumor mill is, along with the
yeah.
Yankees.
Well,
I mean, Blue Jays were gonna give Ohtani like 60 mil a year. So, I mean, they have the capital to make a move.
now we haven't I don't think we talked about Jordan Hicks signing with
Oh,
the
yeah. He
Giants.
got 4 years, 11 million a year, and he's gonna
Yeah.
come in as a starter. God almighty, what would the Giants be like if they would just have a normal rotation? I love this. Good for Jordan Hicks.
Yeah. And he gets a decent chunk of the offseason to actually build up to be a starter. So.
I think he's been building up to it since the offseason started, too, because apparently that was a deciding factor in him picking up the Giants. You see, he really wanted to start. I'm probably going to bet he's been working out all winter to be a starter.
Yeah, so
Good for him. I hope he's good.
I mean that looks like a
Everyone's rooting for
deal.
him to be good because we're gonna be like, wow, man, what if we made Helsley a starter? Like, what if we didn't fuck this up?
Yeah.
So, I had my reservations about Jordan because he wasn't. I wouldn't say he was particularly like lights out as a starter, but also, I mean,
He got
the
thrown
last
into
time he
the
was like a consistent starter was like fucking 2017 in the minors,
Yeah, and he got
so.
thrown into it. I mean, he didn't even get prep like
Well, yeah, I
in
mean, they moved him
CLA.
up. They're like, oh, guess what? We're going to have you just throw darts out of the pen, and that's what you're just going to do in the majors.
Well, I'm specifically referencing when they made him a starter at the
Oh,
big
went
league
last
level.
second. They're like,
Yeah, I
I
mean,
want to say we were in spring training. And they're like, oh, yeah, let's have him
it was
spot
late
start.
spring training when
They're
they
like,
did
let's have you
that.
spot
Yeah.
start now. And he's like, what? Why?
Well, I don't know. I mean, hey, good for him. He gets to
Great for him.
go be in San Fran. They have been losers this entire offseason with trying to like get impact players, and I think he's a I mean, he's a solid, I don't know, he's at least a number four in a
How
rotation.
about the trade
Solid.
they made with the Mariners to send back Mitch Haniger, who was a Mariner 2 years ago, to get Robbie Ray?
Who's going to be out all year, right? With Tom, with TJ?
Half the season,
Okay.
still recovering from it.
I mean, hey, I had Robbie Ray in fantasy 2 years ago, and the guy was fucking good. He was very good.
He is strikeout heavy. If your fantasy group is like, we just, was what we want out of pitchers, I mean,
I think
Robbie
this
Ray
one
is going to
was.
punch
I
out.
mean, he was just a. I mean, he was like a. Oh, okay. He fantasy wise, he's a top 10 starting pitcher. At least 2 years ago, he was. Last year, TJ happened, but.
Let me think. We had Hicks, Mitch Stroman. We made fun of him already for that because he signed with the Yanks.
Was title of our episode.
Hicks would do pretty well, though, in San Francisco. I mean, they got a. It's not known as really as a significant hitter's park, and well, they got that short right field porch for the Cove. They also have like the deepest right center in fucking MLB. Plus that Maritime Air night games that there hold the ball in very well.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally have to do a shit ton of steroids and be Barry Bonds to hit it out. So,
He didn't do steroids.
no, not at all. He was
His
it,
bones too also got bigger, just
yeah.
like Jordan Walker.
Hi there, I'm Barry Bonds. 'Cause it's,
I'm Barry Bones.
I'm my dad is Bobby Bones. I'm his son, Barry Bones. People have been saying a lot of shit about me that I cheated at the game. Nuh-uh. My bones just got bigger.
My bones is strong. My bones is big. I'm
I just
Barry
made my
Bones.
bones heavy and strong.
Man, I want to hear Bravo talk about, the exhibit on Barry at the Bones Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, also Bravo, shoot me a text, brother. When you want me to come on, bring me into the Thunderdome, the doghouse. Let me go.
Yeah.
Let me bite.
Joshman, he's got all this NBA.
Yeah.
He's got all this NBA backed
I'd
up.
expect it though from some casual Thunder fans.
Ooh.
Yeah, y'all are a bunch of casuals. That's like
You
calling
don't have
them.
to whiskey and Bravo like
That's like calling them like the N-word in NBA terms. Like,
that.
you call a dude on Twitter a casual, they get real mad.
That's how you treat someone who gave you their blue sky invite.
Yeah, which I haven't posted anything on Blue Sky in eternity.
Yeah. Man.
But
I
yeah.
do know this about the NBA. The Pistons, I think, are going to be the worst team ever in professional sports history. That's
Yeah,
kind of cool.
have I don't remember. Yeah, they only won like two games.
They're
I think
three
okay.
and 36.
Yeah.
They're on track to be 6-72. They may not even win 10 games. In
That's
other
a
words, though, the Lions beat the Rams. So that was cool.
yeah.
Been a good week of football.
Anytime like the Rams lose a playoff game, it's still a little bittersweet because I want to just be like, yeah, fuck you guys left, fuck Kroenke. But I also still like a lot of those guys. Like I like Matthew Stafford, I like
Yeah.
Aaron Donald, like I like that team. I just
Well,
wish.
Stafford has homecoming. I guess it's nah, he didn't. It's a pretty messy divorce because he only was complimentary of the players afterwards. But I gambled on each playoff game, hoping to nail a parlay. Didn't get one, and the most heartbreaking one was was yesterday because I missed one leg. Each of the They're $5 bets, so I'm putting down like 5-6 leg parlays to try and win like $2,000. It's crazy fun time over here. So like I came up one short in that one, and then the other game they had oh fuck, who else played yesterday? Oh yeah, Packers Cowboys. I came up one leg short in that, and if both of those hit, I would have made like $2,500.
You were just betting that like the Cowboys would win that game, or were you
That was
betting
the
on?
one that got me. I thought the Cowboys win. I picked them. I picked like Dak to throw for this, Jordan Love to throw for that. I pick like both teams would score X amount in the first half, blah blah.
Okay, so you're doing a parlay on each game basically, and then
Yep.
within those, there's all those bets that incrementally increase.
Yep.
Okay.
So I did that, and then I got them all except the one where it was I just was like, oh yeah, Cowboys win. This is our home team. And then I'm like, oh, it's the Cowboys in the first round of the playoffs. They fucking suck. They get cursed. They get blighted. God damn, that was hard to watch. Then today I almost got the Bills one. I didn't think the Steelers would lose by more than 10, so I took the over under on that. So it's been fun. The only thing that fucked me in the Lions Rams one is I betted on Kyren to get a touchdown and everything else I
And
hit.
you have to go to dirty JB Pritzker State to
I've
cast these
so yeah
bets.
because it's geo locked here and some of our more centrally located fans feel this pain. I just have to whenever I go into town I want to gamble. So usually, on days I work I just go over there before work. But yeah, we just drive over where. There's nothing in East Cape anymore. It is the deadest. It is
Yeah.
the epitome of like a dead Midwestern town in terms of like commercial district. Like If you just cut that town out and forgot about anything else around it, is the most depressing like
You
representation of
can't
Middle
talk
America.
about McClure in that way.
In that way, we had a school here that we thought that's bad, and so we just turned it into a Pentecostal church. Like,
Yeah, that I mean that area floods super easily too, because
so bad.
they don't have the wall on that side.
So bad. If you cut through like subdivisions, there's people that have like the kind of folks with houses were like, this is a nice house. This would be a nice house if you didn't like put all this shit out in your front
Yeah.
yard. Like, what is this? Like a constant like scrapyard shit. Like, what are we doing donos for? We got someone coming by and be like, oh, fuck. I want a beat up laundry machine. Put that in my truck. I'll go throw it in my yard. So like,
This
it's
is my
literally
job, Helen. This is my living. I sit on this porch all day waiting for that lucky
wait
man.
for that lucky son of a bitch to wander in from the old decaying remnants of Pit Stop Pizza. Yeah, what is East Cape got over there? So the Pony Shutdown was our strip club. Okay. So we have been
They've got
downgraded.
Miranda's, which is a sex toy store.
That one's probably still around. It's at the end, though. It's away from all the water. These have a Lone Star.
Oh no. Miranda's was the one that's in that little strip mall right next to the Pony.
That one's gone then too. The whole commercial area is
Oh,
fine.
that's all. Oh,
So you
shit.
come up to it, you cross over on the right side, you got the Pony, it's gone. And then you have Lone Star Saloon, that's gone. Then you have the Tiki Hut. Nick, I think, rapped there one time or did a show there. That's gone. And on the left, you had like what used to be like a big, it was like a strip mall, or at least a big like furniture store, completely fucked. And before that, you had Pit Stop Pizza, which has like two shitty NASCARs that hang over. Also fucked.
Yeah.
It is the most depressing, like just like block and a half stretch of like just crushed dreams.
Then there's
And
just like that one weird like GMC enclave that looks like a police car that's always over there. You know what I'm talking about?
maybe like
Yeah, it's like
I'm gonna
painted
have
like
to
a
learn
police
these
car.
people's names because I go over there to gamble now. But like that's all like East Cape is for people to pull over and gamble over there. I give these people proper respect. I have it ready to go, and as soon as I'm in Illinois, I just send it, and then I just make a U-turn and get the hell out. But going over there is like going into like an opium den because there's so many cars like in these parking lots, just literally setting up like a prop bet. I'm like, no one like do this before you go, and you just get over and you just hit it because like I don't know, I'm not like that riffraff. Okay, I want to keep the riffraff. So some proper respect. Don't give these people over here like any hope that someone's going to come and revitalize their commercial district. They like driving across the stupid ass bridge too.
We should, you know what? That's what our Patreon money should go towards. Not new microphones, not webcams for a video. We should just start buying parcels from East Cape.
You know what would probably work? I'm not fucking joking on this. If we bought a bar and advertised it was like we call I you know what the name I came up with?
What?
Normals. Come on down to Normals. Everything's normal. We encourage if you're in Missouri, come over here, have a beer, and gamble on sports. Like that's all it would be. Welcome to Normals. It's just as the name implies.
Well, and being over there too, I mean, you can have a bar, I think. That's why the Pony was able to serve alcohol so late, as it was
Yeah, it was in
Illinois.
Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's like the place people would go at the end of the night.
Welcome to Normals.
Welcome
The
to
water
Normals.
here is just as clean as Missouri, we promise. Like I'm like literally advertising, like just come over here and put in your fucking DraftKings bets and have a beer. Come on down to Normals, gamble and drink and drive.
I mean, I'm game to run a business.
You know what we could do then if we did it through the podcast? The worst bar in baseball. It writes itself.
We're the worst bar because we only show Trevor Bauer games, like whatever he's
This guy's
pitching.
fucking legit. It's on a TV. It's on like one of those elementary school TVs they wheel in. We turn the lights out in the bar where it's only the light of Trevor Bauer pitching. Man, someone should really sign this guy.
We just keep.
They all were lying. They always lie. Be the most divorced dads in baseball.
What's that Saudi Arabian league called that like
Oh,
Robert
the one
Kraft
that
is?
just the Qatari one?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me look it
Is
up.
that in Salt Lake?
Bartolo Colon's pitching it.
Yeah, Robbie Cano's there. Didi
Yeah.
Gregorius is there, which is surprising to me because not too long ago he was decent shortstop in the bigs, but
Baseball's stupid like that, man. Let me find it. Yeah, because good old Bartolo. What's the name of it? I hope they're having fun. More baseball everywhere. Baseball's for everyone. You know? The Karachi Monarchs with the Baseball United
the
League.
Karachi.
Karachi, a professional baseball league in the Middle East and South Asia. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The first season with four teams representing cities in India, Pakistan, the UAE. Oh, I thought they were in Qatar. They're in the UAE. United Arab Emirates. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I
I
like.
guess Abu Dhabi and Dubai probably are the cities with them. I wonder what it'd be. Oh, God. Having the teams from India and Pakistan play each other right now, that would be. Ooh.
Your ass is grass, man.
Fuck your grass, man. I piss on it. Karachi is in Pakistan, so Bartolo plays for the Pakistanis and Mumbai Cobras. Look at that. I hope it becomes a big league. Big league. Oh, dude, Jesus Christ. I got a lot of big names running this. Barry Larkin is the GM for the Mumbai Cobras. Look at that. And the Karachi Monarchs. Miguel Tejada is their manager. Adrian Beltre is their GM. Dubai Wolves. Oh, Felix Hernandez is their GM. That must be like placeholder shit. Here, let me recruit some of the fellas. Come over, play some games for you
Dude, I
guys.
think we could sponsor a team.
Yeah, let's find a city.
I think we just find like a Shah
A
and
Shah. A fucking Shah.
a Saudi Arabian Shah with a lot of money, and then we're just like, yo, dude, you want to go ahead and like
The Tehran Clash. Rock the Casbah. By order of the Prophet. I mean, I guess we're going in that way.
I
I mean,
mean,
I heard property in Yemen's cheap. You think we can pull it off and not die? Not die. The new leftist position is solidarity with the Houthis because we started bombing Yemen. Because they were interfering, the Houthis were interfering with commerce trading, and I'm not sure if it's in a show of solidarity for human rights, but I mean, we know they hate the Israelis, so they were trying to stop the genocide, and because they were screwing with money, we killed some people. How about Oman? Because you and I would have Oman, dude, you got to watch this team, Oman. We would dress as the wrong stereotype. It would drive these people
No,
crazy.
like what
They
we would
have
do,
Muscat, the Muscat Muskrats. There we go.
we would put a team in Dubai, but we would call themselves the Dubai Dubabes,
Dubai and your
and then like
mom.
our mascot would just be a bunch of like super hot like Swedish swimsuit models that would
Yeah.
be stoned halfway through each game. That
We
would
did Qatar, we can utilize slave labor to have our stadium built. Is slavery still frowned upon? Is it?
I mean,
It's not a thing, right?
as someone who just spent the last like 6 hours killing a bunch of video game slavers, I would say so.
We would say they are not as the kids would describe, based. I forgot Saudi Arabia is in the Persian Gulf here. They have a city we could take over. I mean, we're Americans. We belong anywhere. Daman, Damam. What is that one? Can you say one? Damam.
Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damons. I know we're butchering the names of this, and somebody would be like, that's a little insulting. And yeah, I mean, probably we're stupid. Let us be stupid. We're being our fucking mom. I don't know. India might be the way. What if, no, it's Afghanistan. No, we promise we're here for baseball. We promise we're here for baseball. The Kabul Talibans.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, the Kabul
The
rebels. There we go.
Kabul Kite Runners.
The Kabul Kite Runners.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. The Kabul
This one's
Patriots.
for Hassan.
No, this is how we do it. Kabul Patriots. And because, you know, like anytime we pick like a mascot here that is like obviously been the victim of like American imperialism, we cartoon it up. But this one, we give it to them, the Kabul Patriots. And like the mascot is like, well, it's, honestly, it's just one of us. But like, it is the most slovenous looking fucking American slob that we throw up
Maria,
there.
America.
Yeah, they sang the national anthem before the game and like butcher it. Like, and we like ate, we're like, yeah, you have to butcher it. This is how, no. This is how we sing it in our country.
Oh, say, can see
Budweiser.
me.
Oh, can I get a Big Mac? My old wife hates me. That's real. That's fucking praxis, dude. That's left wing praxis, man.
Man, I really think we like I'm a smooth talker. I think I could,
You're the PR man.
I could use, some of that charisma check. Just go up and, speak to some shaws, get some
Fellas,
dollars,
fellas, I know I
fellas.
look like someone you probably hate. Look and talk. But don't let the yarmulke confuse you. I specialize in deals.
Deals that make lots of money. Little green.
Little green. How about some of that Saudi oil money?
For real. Yeah. We should sell out. If like a Saudi Arabian company just wanted to buy our podcast, we would
They could
sell
do
it
it,
in a
yeah.
minute,
Oh yeah, we'll help them.
Give us like $2,000 and
What
some
up,
skill.
everyone? Death to America. I think
I it's no worse than when Spotify made
it's
Joe
more of
Rogan all that
Iran's.
money.
I think it's more cut of Iran's jib right there. Yeah. So I gotta work on my Saudi Arabian stereotype. All I know is theocracy kills journalists, a lot of oil, monarchy, guys that did 9/11 came from there. Oh wait, it's Islam. But we don't make fun of Islam. We're way past that phase in our lives. Yeah, it's kind of gay. We're like, oh, Muhammad was a pedophile or whatever, some shit.
Just say, oh, Muhammad was a pen pal.
Pedophile.
Oh,
And I'm
pedophile.
like, so was Stalin. Like, chill out.
Yeah.
You know, so is half the people in our political system.
I mean, Muhammad was
Actually,
not
now
a.
the more it's the way I just said that means like, yeah, no, it ain't that big of a deal.
It's kind of a big
Kind of
deal.
a big deal. Like, what are we gonna do? Dig him up and yell at him? You fucking pedophile! Get him out of the cube. He's in the cube, isn't he? No, he must be Brother Justice.
Jesus.
This is what you turn into when you
We need a
turn into a
worst
baseball
fans. We need a
podcast.
worst fans coven of necromancing witches. That's what we need. We can get our justice. Dig up Hitler. Been.
Dig up.
We'll kill him. We'll dig up.
What the fuck were you thinking, bro?
We'll dig up Henry Kissinger and just kill him once
Just
a
piss
week.
on him.
Yeah. We'll just keep reviving him. He's like, guys, you keep doing this. And
You
I'm like,
must
yes.
please stop. You are killing me. Please stop. This is inhumane. Oh well, we're gonna kill you for every poor Cambodian child you fucking
Yeah.
slaughtered. Scumbag.
Man, we're Cambrodians is what we
Cambrodians,
that's what
yeah.
we are.
Listen, we're stupid. We're gonna fuck up all the facts about your country, but you know, we care about you.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't like the rest of these average Americans.
We are the world.
I had a coworker, said he was voting for Donald Trump, and I just decided to play badminton and troll him.
What does his name rhyme with?
Scrotumer.
Oh. That fucking guy. I'm gonna be so mean to him on Friday. I already have plans. I'm gonna be
Hell
so.
no, I ain't voting for Joe Biden. I'm voting for Donald Trump. Our economy was so strong under him. I don't. And eventually it just kind of descended and be like, I'm like, Do you think like he's a good family man? It's like, yeah, he ain't like Hunter or sorry, Joe Biden. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I would say like the mark of like a good family man is passing on good, strong genes to your kids. And I'm not gonna lie, dude. Like,
Eric?
Eric and Don Jr. look like serial killers, man. They're all teeth. Well, it's way better than Beau and Hunter. I'm like, that is true. I mean,
I
one
mean,
died of cancer, but have you seen Hunter Biden's cock? And I just kept being like, do you think like Donald Trump's kids have bigger cocks than Hunter Biden combined at least? Oh my God, dude.
Oh, dude.
He ain't out there getting it. No. They get to have access to leverages or levers of power. Hunter Biden is doing crack and plowing prostitutes with his fucking Magnum dong.
Monster condom for his Magnum dong.
Dude, that was
Yeah.
fun. He was cracking me up on it. I could not stop laughing. He was like, Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is. I'm like, you're describing Trump too, man. Like,
These are both
as our favorite.
senile people in their late 70s or early 80s.
Oh,
It makes no difference to me.
as our new favorite Twitter account, whose name we can't say, F and J,
British
posted.
cigarette jackass.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
What he post about? He's like Donald Trump carrying eight pizza boxes. Joe Biden could never. And he's like, my elderly bleep president can outlift your elderly bleep president. And I'm like, no, yeah, that is the vibe.
Yeah, Donald Trump is carrying these eight pizzas like it's nothing. Because it is. That's like 12 pounds of pizza. Like it's not very much weight.
It's a fat baby of pizza. Fucking
Jesus.
loser.
Yeah, I just get, with those kind of people, I'm like, you're not a serious person. The one, you're not a fucking economist. Hell, economists aren't even economists because there's no consensus. They never have a consensus. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they're, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Gas prices were cheaper. Like, I don't know. And like, he doesn't have, none of them have control over
Yeah,
that.
none of them have control over that.
Like,
Oh, the Keystone Pipeline, which is one pipeline among many that these same oil companies have a permit for, and it's not even our oil.
yeah.
So shut the fuck up. Like, I cannot exude that enough. Shut the fuck up. You're stupid. I'm stupid. Let's just agree we shouldn't talk about this shit like we're competent individuals.
Oh, I'm gonna keep talking. I'm gonna drive him nuts with it at work now.
Well, I mean, now you
He
have
fucked
to
up.
because
He
he's,
fucked
yeah.
up.
I mean,
He fucked
you
up.
absolutely have to, but I'm gonna.
I'm the politics bear at work. I do not
I don't
care.
even know what
You
the guy
bring it
looks
up,
like, but I just feel
fight
like
you.
he has a little like fro, and I'm gonna shit in his hair.
He doesn't have a fro. He just has long hair.
I'm gonna shit
He's a
in his.
weeb. It's a good thing. And you know, I say this. I love my coworkers.
I mean, the
You
dude
know.
talks about how many chicks he's like plowing, which is very funny.
My
According
coworker?
to sources, yes. Sources
It's
that
not just
I.
chicks. I mean, he talks about that. And I want you to know, I believe him when he said this. He's like, I went to school at CABE in Oak Ridge. And he's like, and you know, most of the girls I dated were black chicks. He's like, and I've been with a lot of black women. And like, I wanted to be like, but then I'm like, I'm sizing him up on it. I'm like,
Brother blood.
yes, I do get brother blood from him. I'm like, yeah, I can see it, man. I can see that weeb confidence, man. Yeah, I can see you getting that.
I'm
I
a
can see
real
it.
Kenpachi over here.
Yeah. Oh no, I do know the thing we're grilling on. And again, I want to preface because he listens to his pod all the time. I love him. You know, I trained him and all that. You know, he's a little dork. Okay, so me bringing this up is not because I hate him. I just think the conversation was funny. But
I'm going to shit in his hair.
you should. It's fine. You can be like a little
Yeah.
bird nest. You
Yeah.
should go like a little jolly bird.
I don't even know this person. I shouldn't be this mean. And I'm
He's
not.
just
It's.
twigs in his hair to start kind of ruffling it to a pull. Oh man.
Man. Okay, that'll be your job on Friday. You get him really drunk at that restaurant. And then I'll just start coming in with like sticks and yarn and
You
we'll
slowly
start
start
assembling a bird's
donning
nest.
a bird outfit too. Like at the final phase, you have like a beak, a little mask beak you put on. No, you look like one of those witch doctors from
Oh
like
yeah,
plague times.
like
That's
in
bird look.
Italy in the
Yeah.
plague, yeah. Those masks are fucking creepy.
They are. Those are awesome masks, though. That is A-plus Halloween gear right there. If I ever got a woman pregnant and we're having a child or whatnot, and I want her to just be scared in that moment, I would be like, "Doctor, I want you to come in dressed as a plague doctor."
I have leeches for the fetus.
The baby has the plague. Fling! Throws it out a window. It wasn't a real baby. Here's the real baby.
Whatever the fuck this thing
We
is.
had to put you under. It was a C-section. It was terrible. We pulled out like half of you.
Dude, I didn't realize women were like conscious during C-sections.
Yeah.
Like, it's a surgery that they are conscious for, which I was like, why don't you just go under like general.
I think it fucks with the kid. I think that's why you have to give them like epidurals and not put them under general
Well, like, I mean, you
anesthesia.
get epidurals if you're giving it naturally. I figured they
Well,
would
I
have a
think
little
it's
something
because
extra.
the amount of blood, because tremendous amount of blood loss when you give birth to a kid. I think being under a general anesthetic not only is harmful to the kid, but it threatens the mother's life, is why they do that. I don't know why I remember that, but I remember asking that. We're like, no, that's why they don't do that shit.
I fuck the kid, man.
Book the kid. Here, let me look it up. It was, why don't these great stupid ass moms, these single moms, these single white
Mike's
female
my
moms?
sister gave birth twice, all
Oh, poor
naturally
girl.
with a doula, and I'm like,
What?
yeah, with a fucking Kareem
Hook shot the
Abdul-Jabbar, fucking. But
Oh, man.
yeah, I mean, I don't understand why. I'm like, you're gonna get free drugs right now. I mean, you're gonna get take the drugs, man. Your baby's not gonna get like any, I mean, really, probably any dumber. You're
Yeah,
just,
no.
I mean, I don't know.
Here it is.
Doctor.
It is rarely used for childbirth because a mother's conscious participation is regarded as highly important for a safe and efficient birth. So,
That seems fake.
women don't do shit.
I mean, it's like why.
All they do is fucking nag when
Dude,
I'm out playing cards with the fellas. Poker with the boys, eating sushi.
want to end this on your favorite moment from our last game night?
Which one?
Our last game night.
Oh, sorry. I mean, like, which moment from
No,
it?
just any whatever your favorite moment is.
Our friend Cody, I guess our friend now. He's
Yeah.
been to two of these. We were doing Red Dead voices. And my favorite thing was, I can't remember what prompted it, but like we're doing all the voices for the characters, and then no one could do Eagle Flies or whatever, the Native American guy. And I'm like, I'll give it a shot. I could do an Indian guy. And I just did, hello, I'm Patel.
Yeah.
And we all laughed at it. I'm like, and I think that's kind of funny that like an idiot would be like, I could knock this out of the park. And he totally just goes, down customer service. How can I help that? But Cody was. Started with a really bad John Marston. By the end of the night, actually had an
Yeah.
effective John
He had
Marston.
such a good one, I was able to start doing John Marston just a little bit.
And
Like,
in annoying fashion, he made a joke only me and him found funny. And well, everyone found it funny initially,
it was
but
funny for the first 45 minutes of it.
and then the next 2 hours is me and
Yeah.
Cody just screaming it. But he screamed out, I was like, Miss McFarland. Or sorry. Abigail, get the boy out here. Mrs. McFarland shooting thick ropes. That's
Abigail, get
it.
the boy out here. Mr. Boylan
You can see
shooting
it from Blackwater, you know. And he screamed that, and he nailed the cadence of John Marcy. He was really on that one. I fucking,
ropes.
dude, I that disabled me, man. That was like a track shot on it. Fucking. Crashed into a building and bailed out. He that was he killed me with it. That was my favorite part of it.
My favorite part was cutting up edibles with like a legit Bowie knife
Oh
that
yeah.
Kelton just had in
Kelton
his
brought his
pocket.
massive mall
I mean,
ninja knife.
this was like a 9-inch
A
blade.
beautiful man
Yeah.
coming showing up dressed like a vampire, and he comes in with his fucking mall ninja Bowie knife. Jesus
Yeah,
Christ.
that was
The other
fun.
fair part when we bullied Nick, because Nick's like, "Oh, what do you want to watch?" We're like, "Play Red Dead." It's like, "What?" And Nick was like, "Ah," and then we're like, "No, play Red
No,
Dead."
you. I was not wanting Red Dead.
Yeah.
I was wanting to watch I Think You Should Leave.
Well,
Like,
me and I think everyone else, but
no.
and Nick playing Red Dead and just his girlfriend being horrified that he was butchering everything.
But
Kill the dog, Nick. I ain't gonna kill the dogs. Throws dynamite at the dogs. Just killing everything. We,
that is like a thing I've always found with girls where, like, if you're playing a game like that, whether it's Grand Theft Auto or something, but like killing and like killing the NPC animals really bothers them. Like even if you're just like
He,
on horseback
well, that
killing
was
a
the funny
deer.
thing. He goes to that map part in Emerald Ranch. And he's like, "I'm looking for Sheamus." And so he starts killing everyone there. He shoots the cattle. He shoots all the lawmen. And then his auto target points to a dog, like a border collie. And he's like, "Nah, I ain't gonna do it." We're like, "Why, Nick? You say they eat infants." That's what he's like, "Nah, it ain't a pit bull." This is killing us, man. It was very
You
funny.
know, he's declined every chance he's ever had to come to my mom's house and actually meet a
Meet
pit bull.
Zoe.
Yeah.
Zoe would eat him.
I mean,
Probably, yeah.
she dipped her toes in the water of Nick, but yeah, he's supposed to come to my mom's Christmas party. He knew in advance, didn't show up,
Fucking.
wasn't able to go, made other plans.
Supposed to go to your bar mitzvah.
He's supposed to go to my bar mitzvah, my quinceañera, my bat mitzvah,
Bat mitzvah, he changed
my
teams, yeah.
I don't know of any other coming of age ceremonies other than Jewish and
The
Hispanic.
pantsing, that's what I had. I just had my pants pulled down in
Yeah.
front of people.
When I was 13, my dad gave me his class ring, but I wore it on a necklace. That was me becoming a man.
That's me becoming a man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good thing to try and end on. Like, do you remember, like, "Oh, this is me growing up way too fast and becoming a man"?
Nothing really quite like that, but I do remember it. This is actually like a sweet story. It was after the gay marriage ruling. This was before I knew my dad was gay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the summer before, like 2 months before. And I just remember sending him like a couple screenshots of like shitty things people I knew online were saying. And I was like, can you believe this? Like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, I mean, I was 18, so I wasn't like the most eloquent or generally downright hateful to people I disagreed with yet. I wasn't, I wasn't coming full circle and calling them the F slur like I may do occasionally now. Yeah, I mean, I was like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, can you believe this? And he just sent me like a nice message and was like, I knew you were there and like, but it just kind of, like you've really grown up and like that really makes me proud. Like that kind of stuff.
I
And I
remember defending Obama's right to run to my mom. She's like, "He can't." I'm like,
he's
"Why not?"
Indian.
Yeah, this is basically, he's black. And I'm like, and I get like, took me a while, but like, to get that out of her. But even like conservative me was like, "No, he has a right to run." He's like, "He's not in front of me." And I was like, "Yeah, he is."
Well, when the well,
Mr. Good told me he
I
is.
go with a very extreme constitutionalist perspective, and when Hawaii was brought in as a state, the Constitution was already written, so they are not grandfathered
They
in.
are null and void.
Yeah.
Also, they gave us fucking Tulsi Gabbard. Oh,
It used to be based.
it used to be. You know what? I don't think she was ever based. I think she saw like a populist movement, like with Bernie, and just hopped on.
Yeah, that's probably
I think she just
fair.
co-opted for her own gain. She fucking sucks.
She really started to go downhill when obviously she met with Assad. But really, real
Like around COVID, I would say is
I mean,
probably.
even before that, she was going on Joe Rogan regularly,
Yeah.
which was
Well, she's
cringe.
a cancel culture.
Yeah, and it's always people saying that are the ones who have something to
"Why
fall
can't
for.
we say the N-word in public anymore?
Yeah.
How dare these
uppity leftists take away my right.
Hey, I'm just saying it's not a coincidence that she started chanting about cancel culture right around the time all the shitty stuff that her father and family did to
people
came out.
Like, she's also a troop. She fucking sucks. I think, well, it's kind of moved on from like being racist to like, why can't I just be shitty to trans people in public? Why do you guys have to cancel me for that?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I mean, you know, there's pitfalls to cancel culture. You know, we would agree with that. But I think like public shaming and, you know, democratic forms of criticism on social media is usually, at the very least, whatever or fine. I mean, you know, if our institutions didn't suck fucking ass, though, those would work and people would have to rely less on public shame to get shit done.
Yeah, I mean, fucking.
Or hold anyone to account.
Nevada elected a dead guy who was a brothel owner.
Oh, yeah. Not too long ago. Bunny Ranch guy. Yeah.
Like, the fuck. Yeah, no, sorry. Going out in the media is like, oh, this is a PR nightmare. This is going to sink the campaign. It barely sunk Todd Akin's campaign. And that guy said that, like, well, it was
legitimate rape.
It was a legitimate rape thing that if a woman was raped, it would
her whole body has has functions to shut that down.
Yeah, shut that down so she doesn't have to get an abortion.
Yeah, what a layup for Claire McCaskill.
Yeah, and she barely won that race. She didn't win it handily. I mean, I'd have to double check, but it wasn't like
she won by double digit, but it was close until he said that. Yeah. I think he was leading. She beat him by like,
but it wasn't 10, 12 it wasn't points. Like a 20 plus point swing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that crazy. But yeah, I know. Where were those female voters when Josh Hawley ran? Huh? Where were you, ladies? It's never like where the men were. It's like women. You're supposed to save men from ourselves. Where the fuck were you? In the kitchen. That's where you
are. God.
Oh, okay. Boy, there's a dump. No, we're leaving that in. We're gonna leave it.
It's
some of these jokes.
It's satirical, folks.
Yes.
It's satire.
Yes. We don't have any women in our kitchen. They're not allowed. We keep them in a separate chamber.
And honestly,
and watch Gilmore Girls.
I'm a better cook than almost any woman I actually know. So
yeah. No, I would say
I'm a much better at laundry than most women I know or have ever been with.
It's an attractive quality for anyone to have, is just to have like, be like, I can make something, but like, please don't be pizza rolls. Homemade pizza rolls? Oh, that gives me an idea. Homemade pizza rolls. I'm going to look up an ingredient for that. All right. We have crumble champs.
Ooh,
Tommy Edmonds, wrist doctor, the wristologist.
I'm gonna say my crumble champ is DeWallet because
we're all entitled to one season.
Because DeWallet loves me and I love him. And
you mean our Twitter guy DeWallet?
Yeah, yeah. Dude,
I wouldn't be surprised if I bet he's Jeff, that piece of shit. I don't know. Actually, no, I do have DeWallet's address. We can go find him.
Yeah, I want to know what his name is.
I think I'll tell you afterwards.
I know what his handle is, but
yeah.
And like I was saying,
well, no, his handle is his name. That's what I put on it. I don't know if that's his exact one or not.
Man. So yeah, I was gonna make a
point. Let me just go see him. Hey, motherfucker! I don't know why I had to go in Gary Busey, motherfucker! Come on out. Heard you like Josh Wine. Well, I brought the source. Like, squeeze you in
my body is your communion.
My body is your communion. That's gotta be it. Except pumps. No, we dress you in clerical gear, you know, robes and all that. But people could see just pumps, not pumps. Like tubes just coming out from the bottom. Like, what the fuck?
I like to think
intense music, fucking wine.
We just bring like a big like cattle truck, like a cattle water basin thing, and then it's just me laying down in it, and a bunch of people just start stomping on me and it is juicing me.
Josh's hooch. Homemade hooch from the Joshua tree. Yep. Oh, there we go. Working on some YouTube. Yeah. We're a smart podcast.
Fuck YouTube.
We're the smartest Cardinal baseball.
YouTube podcast. Fucking sucks, for the record. I fucking hate YouTube.
I wanted to pause and be like, you know, I bet that, you know, no. They're so
They put a shitty album on all of our phones. No one wanted it. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
With or without you is their only halfway decent
stupid
song.
Stupid ass guitarist calls himself the Edge. Like, what the fuck?
I just hate them.
Bono's probably a sex criminal too. I mean,
yeah. I gave all my money to UNICEF. So when people
so I
come
can
after
find
me,
all the kids.
Yeah, so when people come after me in civil court, they can't get none of it.
Actually, before we actually wrap up and go and all this, let me go.
Pick at the cord of the diss.
Yeah. Well, I was going to see if Bono has some shit occurring. I'm fucking Bono. Let's see if he has any.
I mean, according to South Park, he is quite literally made of shit.
He is the biggest piece
of
shit.
He is the biggest piece of shit, the biggest turd. Oh my god, that's 145 Keurigs.
Katie Keurigs. I don't know, maybe he's a normal guy, but I don't know. It's going to come out that he murdered dogs or some shit. The patrons.
Patrons, all right.
Patrons, yes.
We got Richie, we got Jeff, we got Nick. We got Alex.
Yeah.
We got Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo.
We got Cran.
Yeah, Cran.
We got James.
James.
We have eight. Ooh, who am I missing?
One more.
Who am I missing?
Richie, Bravo, James, Nick, Alex, Tyler. That's
Tyler.
Tyler. There you go.
Tyler, Tyler, Tyler. Oh, the toils of Tyler.
Yeah. Our goal should be this year to get like 8 more patrons. That'd be good.
That would be really cool. And I mean, like, I'll admit I'm not the greatest for podcasts I listen to subscribe to their Patreon. But a lot of that's mainly because I just don't have the time to like listen to additional content. I'm already behind on every podcast I listen to since I don't commute to work.
Yeah.
Plus the classic free rider problem. But like, seriously, man, women. Anyone who listens to this are people in Portugal or people in Taiwan. We have a decent
Taiwanese
listenership. Like, yeah, send us $5 a month. I would love to read. Like, you can change your name too. It can be the craziest fucking name. Like, if you want it to be like fucking Eagle Thunder Cunt, I'll fucking say Eagle Thunder Cunt every week. I don't care.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
just don't make it. Don't make it some slurs, okay? That's if you're like WAP Annihilator, sure.
Yeah.
But if you're like our favorite Twitter account Mongolo. Right now, yeah, Mongol, which isn't how you said it. I had to look it up. It's Mongoloid.
Wow.
Yeah, Mongoloid.
Man. So. Or the word that Nick got mad at me for saying in Italian, that Tony Soprano says about certain people, because I didn't realize. It was bad.
Oh yeah, no. That'll be on our $15 patron tier. Yeah. Anyway,
we'll say all the slurs you want for $15 a month.
As a left wing baseball podcast, we'll say all of them. Give us the big book of them. Who are we fucking tonight?
Fuck Bill DeWitt.
Yeah, fuck
ass.
The DeWitts.
I mean,
always. It's
easy. It's a fucking carousel each year of, oh, you know, this is why we're justifying not making enough moves or not spending like we're entitled to.
They're going to have to set up their own network, it seems like, is coming.
Which will be a fucking cash cow.
100% will be. Anyway, fuck the DeWitts. Right. They're too rich.
Bye-bye.